Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome to the kitchen table, and welcome to a week of understanding we have been called because we are chosen in motherhood. That's a crazy statement, and people get uncomfortable sometimes, but I want you to know something. You did not step into this motherhood role by accident. It's not by happenstance. It's not even biological that you just happen to get pregnant. We're going to be diving deep into what the scriptures say about the truth that you and I were chosen to be moms. And because we were chosen, we were called and given an invitation to step into a relationship with God that is unique. When you're responsible for shepherding another life, it's unique. It's different. And it doesn't matter if that baby came out of your belly or came to you through adoption or through fostering. It doesn't matter. You have been called to this and you are chosen for it. So let's unpack how we know this to be true. We're going to do it over the course of this week, a little bit every day. So here's today's scripture nugget. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. You and I were created specifically and uniquely. And we have to let that sink in and soak into the essence of our understanding of who God is before it can pour out in our language to our children. You were formed, all of you, meaning all of your inward parts, meaning your temperament, your personality, maybe the personality that's truly yours, but over the years you've kind of masked because people have told you you should. I want you to think of who God has truly made you to be. It means that all of your mental skills, how quick you think, your capacity levels, your processing, how you understand, how you communicate, how much time you need by yourself, how much time you need with others. Like, God knows all of it, and He created you. In fact, the word for knit together, I want you to understand it is, that word is a one by one fashioning. I see we've lost that concept. You know, we're in mass production life. That's what we live in. So we automatically get this concept of just God's just making a bunch of people. It's just mass machinery almost in creation mode. And that's not what this scripture says. You were knit together all on your own in the fashioning of God's plan. Because He's sovereign, and we talked about that long ago, back in January, we talked about knowing who God is. But because He's sovereign, He knew the likes and your dislikes. He knew your strengths. He knew your weaknesses. He knew your abilities. He knew your disabilities. And He created you. And He formed you. And you need to sit with Him in His creating of you. Because what we love to do, and when I work with moms, it's interesting when this is unpacked, because it was true for me too, when God began to unpack this in my own heart. I could speak that out to my kids about how they're uniquely made and da-da-da-da-da, especially on the days where they're coming face-to-face with the hard parts of their life or the hard parts of their personality or the places where, you know, they're not doing great and they don't like it. Like, it's easy to speak out, but if it is not in you, if you do not embrace that you have been chosen for this role as mom and God took into account all of you. So that means, and we're going to unpack this week, that means that in your weaknesses, He is delighted to be the strength. So no more can we hide behind, well, you know, this just is too much. Or this is too hard. What we have to understand, it's in those places that we go and hide in the tower of refuge, in the tower of strength. But for today, what I want you to sit with the Holy Spirit, is the beautiful truth that God made you uniquely, specifically. Because we would say that about our children, but what we disconnect is that He made you first, designing you specifically to be the mother to the children He is also designing specifically. So even in the rub, even in the hard places, He knew from the beginning. It's all part of His plan. You are chosen. You are chosen to walk with the children you have. No one else has been given that sacred calling. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him. Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.